This is HPR episode 2864 entitled, One Weird Trick to Add a Help Option to Your Orc Scripts, and is part of the series, Learning Orc. It is hosted by Klaatu, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Klaatu demonstrates two ways to add a help message to your orc scripts.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
You're listening to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Klaatu, not Paul. That means something to, according to the front page, 38,000 people. And those people know what I'm talking about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Awk. Of course, Dave Morris and Yeezy just wrapped up their Awk series officially, and I don't want to let it die, because it was from Dave Morris and Yeezy that I learned Awk. And since I'd been trying to learn Awk for about 10 years, maybe not trying consistently for 10 years, but it was definitely on my to-do list, and I finally grasped it because of their series, I figured I'd add a little content to that, a little unofficial content. Recently, I've been writing a lot of scripts in Awk, and some of the scripts have sort of been just little utilities that I would call from shell scripts, or they would just be little utilities that I would quickly pipe something through and then never use again. A little bit of a variety there. So this time I was writing a script, and I thought to myself that it really could be a self-standing script. I felt like it was something that I was going to, that I'd been using. I would do this one process. It's a script. I mean, it doesn't really actually matter for this tip, but it was a script that increments pages in the bookmarks file of a PDF. And I had to do that a lot at work at the time. I was doing a lot of PDF or a lot of post-processing on PDFs. And so I needed something to increment pages after I'd inserted pages into a PDF. So in other words, you have a 10-page PDF, you insert two at page 5, after page 5. So now you need all the bookmarks after page 5 to be incremented by two pages, because there's this new offset that the PDF is unaware of. So that was the point of the awk script. I'd been doing that sort of manually with a series of awk commands that I'd kind of remembered or stashed away as a little, you know, hint file for myself. And I finally realized that this was something that I was doing a lot, and I just needed a dedicated script for it. That part was easy and has nothing to do, that's not the tip. That part was just normal sort of finding a pattern, taking the number that appeared after the pattern, doing some math upon it, and then continuing, you know, along the files. That was easy. But what I was struggling with was its documentation, because I realized that if I was eaten by a velociraptor, or if I won the lottery or whatever and walked away from work, then this script would be less easy to use. And there are a lot of people who wouldn't be able to look at the awk script and kind of reverse engineer it easily. So that seemed silly not to have it documenting itself. Plus, there was this stupid problem where while I was writing the script, I'd used certain variables to represent for a value. And then once I was starting to sort of use it, I realized that in my head I had imagined a different set of variables. And so every time I went to use it, I would use my in-the-head variables rather than what I'd actually written variables. And so every time I used it, I would do it wrong. So that kind of got to be stupid. And I realized I needed a way to invoke the script, this self-standing awk script, with a --help option. Or with no option to receive documentation. I've learned, I think, through trial and error that there are two ways to do this. One is probably actually better than the other. It provides a more intuitive interface. But I'm gonna throw both of them out here because I think they're both worth. I think it's worth talking about each one. So the first one, and the one that I'm using because it was the easiest one. From the point that I was realizing that I needed this, it was just the easiest one to tack on to the existing script. So this is in awk itself, or GNU awk. I'm using GNU awk, so I can't speak for mawk or nawk or any of the other awks, but in GNU awk, at least, one of the things that I learned, and I don't remember if I learned it from Dave Morris and Be Easy, or if I learned it from the GNU awk documentation. That's some point during my lessons, I kind of switched over from relying on Dave and BeEasy to just relying on going to the documentation and looking something up, which is a great feeling. I mean, that's not saying that Dave and BeEasy became less effective. It's just saying that they, through their lessons, made that documentation actually make sense to me to where I could actually go construct things from just looking something up on the documentation site, which is a great feeling. So I learned this thing about awk where you could pass variables to your awk script as options appended to your awk command. So for instance, let's say that we wanted to provide an option for the user to dynamically define at execution time, at the time of invoking the command of the script, we want to let them define how many pages we want to insert into this imaginary PDF in this imaginary bookmark command script. The way that we could do that is a dash dash assign space pages equals some number. Or just dash V for a variable, I guess. Dash V pages equals 8. So in other words, if we named our script bookmark insert.awk, then when the user executes, and we want the user to be able to execute bookmark dash insert.awk, dash V pages equals 8, or dash dash assign pages equals 8, then in the awk script, we would have the variable pages already defined for us. It just gets passed right into the script. So you could do, if we did that bookmark dash insert.awk dash V pages equals whatever, some number, then in our, anywhere in our script, we could then use the variable pages as if though we had assigned it ourselves. So a really simple proof of concept code snippet here, and I'll put this in the show notes. Just it would be shebang/user/bin/awk --f, which of course is the other awk tip that I did in a previous episode, and that makes sure that this file is being executed as a script. And then begin curly brace. Printf, quote, space quote, percent s, space, no, that's it, really. Let's do a backslash in. So percent s, backslash in, close quote, and then comma, and then pages, semicolon, and then close your curly brace. Now you've got a very simple, I think, I didn't run that, but I'm betting that if you run that script, the proof of concept script, and did dash V or dash dash assign pages equals 13, then when that, and press enter, then you'll get 13 echoed back at you in your terminal. And you could make it a little bit prettier. You print F space quote percent S space percent S backslash in quote comma, and you could say quote, you have defined space close quote comma quote, or no quote, pages, semicolon, and then you would get, you have defined 13, you know, or whatever number you defined as the dash V pages equals 13, or some integer. So that's the first thing that we need to understand on how to get this sort of self-documentation going. Because, obviously, just working with our proof of concept script now that I've got that, if pages is left undefined, then we could opt to provide a useful help message for the user. And the way that you would do that is exactly as we've been doing, but in our begin statement, rather than just printing you have defined some number of pages, we would first check whether pages had been defined. Now, in my script, in my real script, I just checked to see if pages is zero, because that doesn't make sense for my in my use case. But in real life, or in other use cases, rather, my script is actually something that I use in real life. In other use cases, you would probably want to check to make sure, or you would want to verify that whether the variable contains content. So the way that you would probably do that that I can think of is if parentheses length, that's an awk function of length, just to get the length of the value of, or the length of something. So if we pass our variable, and if we're calling that pages, then we can do length parentheses pages close parentheses equals zero close parentheses curly bracket, then the help message, close curly bracket, and then else, curly bracket, do the thing that you actually want the script to do upon success, or upon existence of the variable, and then close curly bracket. Now, at the end of your help message, you need to provide an exit function, because otherwise awk would continue to execute the rest of the script, because this is all in the begin portion of the awk script. And it will happily not print a help message and then continue to try to execute the rest of the script. So you do want to put an exit statement, which is just the word exit. And you can see the show notes for the proof of concept script. It's really, really simple, but that's the basic idea. What are the drawbacks of this method? Well, there's one, I guess, rather severe one, which is first I'll make it chmod plus x test.awk so that I can execute it, and then we'll try it out. So bin test awk dash dash assign var, oh, pages, I mean, now I'm using two different things, equals 13, return, you have entered 13. Okay, cool, so that works. Now if I do it with nothing, I get my help message, and that works. The other test is to do the thing that probably you as a user of Linux or Unix would probably think to do in the first place, and arguably you might even think to do this, whether you're or not you're very used to using Linux and Unix, it's just something that you'd probably intuit eventually. You could do a dash H or a dash dash help, and we do get a help message, but it's not the help message that I, as the proof of conceptor, would want. In other words, the dash dash help message gets, or the dash dash help option gets passed straight to awk. My script never doesn't pick it up. It doesn't get the help option. Awk intercepts that and dumps an awk help message. So that's a big drawback of doing it this way. You don't actually get the dash dash help. I don't know of a way around that, to be honest, because the options, at least in GNU awk, and I imagine it's probably the same for the others, they get passed actually to awk, which is why there's that weird kind of backwards, or what we would think of as maybe over complex assignment of variables. You can't just say dash dash pages equals 13 or whatever. You have to say dash dash assign pages equals 13. So it, to a Linux user, none of this feels natural, and that's probably the biggest drawback of this method. So that's method zero. Method one is to do all of this in a shell script. So essentially wrap this process in bash or whatever your preferred shell scripting language is. I'll just do shebang slash bin slash sh. I think that'll be safe for this particular thing. And we know, we'll just do this really kind of sloppy for this proof of concept. We know that the first variable passed to bash can be interpreted or can be viewed at the $1 position. So we can do the old if square bracket quote $ curly bracket ones, close curly bracket, close quote, equals quote dash dash help, close quote, dash O for or, dollar sign, or quote, dollar sign, curly bracket one, curly bracket, close quote, equals quote dash H, close quote, close square bracket, semicolon, then, and we'll say echo, this is a help message. We'll just do that real quick. And then we'll close that if statement. So before that closing it, we'll do an exit as well. So it prints help and then it exits. Now if we get past that if statement, we'll do an echo, you made it, and then quote, echo, quote, you provided, and then we'll just echo dollar sign, or quote, dollar sign, curly bracket one, close curly bracket. And I think that should work. So we'll chmod, actually we don't even need to bother, we'll just do it, sh bin test 2.sh, dash dash help, we get a help message, and 13, we have, you provided 13. Okay, cool. Wouldn't leave that as my final version, but let's go with it for now. So what we'll do now is we can, within this script, we can do an awk, we can do some awk stuff. And the way that we would do that is we would call awk. Now in real life, I would do a check to make sure that we're, to find out what version of awk we're actually using, and I would make sure that everything was very, very compliant, or portable, and so on. But I'm not going to do that for this. Just know that in real life, we would be more careful about what we're calling and the location of it. For instance, even if I type user bin awk, we can't be sure that the system's going to have user bin awk, right? It could be in bin. It could be in user local bin. It could be not aliased at all to anything, and we would need to call awk or gawk directly. Who knows? Well, I don't know how you'd find that out, actually. But I guess you could. You could brute force it. But anyway, point being, we would want to make sure that we did these kinds of checks. But I'm not going to. So slash user slash bin slash awk, and then dash dash assign. No, actually not dash dash assign. Dash V, because I happen to know that the dash dash assign is a gawk convention. The long option is a gawk feature. I don't think it's available in all awks. So dash V to define a variable, and then we'll use a variable name called, I don't know, pages, because I guess that's what I'm using now, equals quote dollar sign curly brace one, curly brace, close quote, space, single quote, to start our awk stanza, and then begin, all in capitals, curly brace, print f, quote, percent s, space, percent s, back, slash, in, close quote, comma, quote, you provided, close quote, comma, pages, semicolon. So in other words, we've created the shell script with the sole purpose of the shell script is to parse our options. Whatever it gets, it then passes on to awk and launches a whole separate awk process. And if we try it out, if we do a bin test 2.sh, nothing, we get, oh, that's not executable yet, so sh bin test 2.sh, and nothing, we get, oh, we don't get an error because we didn't check for nothing. Okay, well, dash dash help, that ought to give us our help message at least. This is a help message, yes. And then if we actually provide a string, 23, you provided 23. So there you go, it works. As I say, in real life, we would also want to check for an empty string. If we didn't get anything, we would want to process that probably with a help message. I think that would be a nice sort of friendly thing to do, but I guess it depends on the context of what your script is actually doing. But there you go. That's two ways that I kind of figured out how to provide help messages and sort of quick documentation for a script that really is essentially just an awk script. And I hope that's useful. There might be better ways to do it. I couldn't find anything from a cursory glance online. So those are the two methods that I came up with. Hopefully that's useful to somebody. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.